Well, today we're talking about a local effort happening for getting some women's hockey established in the Peace region, and we're joined on the line right now by Jose Aitken, who's been, I guess, spearheading this effort. I guess, first of all, why don't you take us through what's kind of sort of led you to sort of starting this, trying to work on this happening?
Yeah, of course. So last year I'm originally from Southern Saskatchewan. So last year, I returned home during the Christmas season and found myself playing in the Saskatchewan Senior Women's Hockey League that they have started there. Last year was the inaugural season of that, and it was a very highly successful season with, I believe, over 12 teams. So I played with one team there. I had a blast. It was really well-organized, competitive hockey. And the organizers of that league reached out to a couple people in Alberta asking if they wanted to organize an Alberta league. And I knew one of the organizers. I played hockey with her growing up, so I said, sure.
And when it comes to getting something established here in the region, how much, I guess, player interest have you sort of received on this already?
Actually, our interest initially has been pretty amazing. I have an interest group chat of over 25 people right now, which is very impressive. There's quite a few people that have found that they were interested and then maybe decided it wasn't for them, and then there's been a word spread where the interest has increased significantly. So it's very exciting. We've got interest from people within Grand Prairie, High Prairie, Slave Lake, Manning, and surrounding areas.
Now, when it comes to where teams could potentially play around here, do you have any locations in mind for that?
This is still something that we're kind of trying to figure out. Something like Valley View seems to be kind of more of the central area for all players, but we know Valley View, with only having one rink, may be more limited. So we do have one person reaching out to a couple different rinks, seeing what options are. If not, we will have to kind of play the flexible game to see what works. And, you know, if we have enough interest and the game grows itself, maybe it's a two-location team and we have two teams out of it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any sort of a timeline for when this could potentially start around here?
The idea would have it start in end of October, the season. So with the interest, if we can line some things up, get things going, the goal for the first year, just to kind of establish things, especially with us being so far north compared to all the other teams, with three being in Edmonton, Calgary, Medicine Hat, Lethbridge, Lloydminster, you name it, those kind of teams. It would be ideal to get 6 games in on the season, so hopefully within what we can do there, whether it's tournament style or full game style with just traveling. The aim would be to start in October, end of October, and then end the season, regular season, in January with playoffs in February.
Definitely going to be interesting to see if this can get going moving forward. Jose Aitken, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.